News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Fabulous producer, Mr. Rob Center, is there. Matt Catrillo says, so far, so good on traffic. Lighter than average volumes around here. Look for the Nori detour to be lifted on Friday, but boy, I'll tell you what, they look terribly close, so they may do it earlier if absolutely everything is at the ready. That means Route 11 northbound could go through Northumberland. Route 147 north wouldn't have to go in front of my house, and Duke Street would be open. So stay tuned. Certainly Friday, but maybe a little bit earlier. On the news line with us now, Penn Garvin is on the line. She is a local citizen in Lewisburg, but a very active community activist, very concerned about the environment and climate and the impact on various trades and individuals around here and businesses and entities. She's talking about an upcoming meeting about significant issues facing the local dairy industry. Good morning, Penn. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning, Mark. I'm very happy that you invited me to be on the show. I'm really happy to be able to talk about this issue, which is not a happy issue, but I think more and more people need to know about it.
All right, dairy issues. I could list a lot of things that relate to sort of the global picture related to the dairy industries, but in the local area, they hit home. So tell us about issues dairy farmers are facing.
Okay. First, I want to say I grew up in this area. I've always lived and still live right now out in Mifflinburg, surrounded by farms and in particular dairy farms. And this is something that I've just known all my life, having cows around and farms around. And I've read in the national news about farmers and having trouble and so forth. That's been going on for a while. But I have to say, I am a person who thinks of myself as knowing a lot about what's going on in my community. And it wasn't until really recently that I realized what a crisis this is in our area, in Union County, in the farms right around me. I started because a friend of mine is a therapist, and she started talking to me, not in detail, of course, because of confidentiality, but in general, the numbers of her clients were dairy farmers and were depressed, and there were suicides going on, and I went, what? What is happening? So I started doing what I usually do when I find something new, and I just go around and start talking to everybody I know. I started with my own neighbors and started talking to them. Then I started talking with some organizations and started really learning about what's happening. So let me tell you some of the things that I've learned. I am not an expert on this. I'm just a very concerned citizen. So some of the things that I've learned is that there are, because of milk pricing, federal milk pricing formulas, and believe me, that's complicated. I don't understand it all, but there's only a certain amount that farmers and dairy farmers can charge. This has been going on for about 20 years, and this cost does not cover the cost that they can charge does not cover the cost of production. So you can see that this is not going to work year after year after year, and this has been going on for a long time. And I started talking to dairy farmers who said, yes, they are not able to make ends meet. They are behind in their rent. They are behind in what they pay for farming equipment. And so this is starting to be a problem which is affecting our neighbors.
And there is a meeting coming up to talk about this impact of the various issues that face dairy farmers today. Tell us about this meeting.
Yes. A couple of organizations in our area, the Hub for Progress and Susquehanna Valley Progress, two organizations which I spoke with about this issue and are interested and have sponsored a meeting that will be held this Thursday, the 27th. It's going to be in a farm called Wild Goose Farm. Some people may know this farm. It's out on Beaver Run Road, 2099 Beaver Run Road, right in Lewisburg-Vicksburg area. And we're going to have a potluck for people, but really what this is about, from 6:30 to 8:00, we have three really interesting speakers who are going to talk about the issue, and then we hope people are coming from around the area. We have a number of people who said they would be coming, and I think have a lot to offer. The speaker is a dairy farmer and member of the Farm Women United. Then my neighbor, Jennifer Mapes, that I've lived next to the Mapes Farm, dairy farm for years, she's going to talk about dairy farming specifically in our area. And then we have Bill Dietrich, who used to be with the Union County Conservation District and is now with USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service. And he's going to be talking generally about what has changed, what are the statistics and what has changed in our area over the past few years. So there will be a talk 6:30 to 8. We will have others who I've heard are joining us. There's a group that has done a lot of good work for dairy farmers called Pro-Ag or Progressive Agriculture. And I just got a call last night from Arden Tewksbury, who's their president. And he heard about this, and he's coming. It's got to drive a couple hours, but he's coming. He's been one of the people who has really pushed going down to Washington, D.C., and talking about these issues with our representatives. He wants to come. And there's somebody from a group called National Family Farm Coalition, NFFC, and he's coming. So it's starting to gather some real interest in our area. And I think this is because there's not been very much for us who are consumers for us to talk about and to know about. And so that's what this meeting and gathering is about. Let's learn first what is going on and see what we can do with an issue in our area that affects our neighbors.
And so you mentioned anxiety, depression, suicide are prevalent issues within the farming community and the dairy industry. Of course, we know that the dairy set prices don't satisfy farmers in terms of what it takes. We also have tariffs and trade issues that pop up that factor into this. A lot of dairy products are exported, and so you end up with issues related to that. So this is an opportunity for the public to find out about this dilemma. So an active citizen, an activist like yourself could attend this function for this Thursday night out at the Wild Goose Farm, which is sort of a community location for a lot of things happen out there. Beaver on Beaver Run Road, 2099 Beaver Run Road in Lewisburg. What else can citizens do? An active citizen who monitors this, wants to be part of the solution, would also do what?
I think one of the things is start talking to people. This is an issue that, this is something I've found with this issue. Farmers are, they'll talk to you if you're sitting around their table about this, but they are not as outspoken as perhaps they should be, but they're not as outspoken in the public about this. This is something I think is that farmers are just, they're used to taking care of their own business. And that's a wonderful trait, and yet it's sometimes like this. We need people who will speak out about this, and I think we are all food consumers. Every one of us, if this changes, if we lose our local family farms, if big agriculture is the only kind of farming that goes on, we are not going to have control at all of our local, all the local farming markets that we have. We are not going to have control over what goes into our food. We're not going to have control over the food industry and how food is distributed, nor are we going to have control even over the quality of our soil. So I think this is an issue that we as food consumers, and I'm only a food consumer, and we all are, this is something that we as food consumers need to be looking at and need to speak out about. And I think there are numbers of us who feel very strongly about our local area. We don't want it to change. The kinds of local farms and what that means, Amish farms and non-Amish farms in our area, local food buying that happens in our area from local farms, we are going more and more in that direction, and that is going to be impeded if we lose our local farmers. And so as food consumers, we need to speak out, first get educated, then get letters in the newspaper, start educating ourselves as to what to do. I hope from this meeting, a small group of us forms, or it could be a large group of us, I'd be happy if a large group forms, to really see what we can do specifically in our area to back our farmers.
Lewisburg Area Dairy Farmers Active is going to form. I see that coming already. And
I hope you're right.
And folks can get involved making sure that they sign up for a local CSA where you're supporting a local farmer. And dairy products are certainly available at CSAs. Participate in your farmers' markets around here. Then it's direct farm to table, and that is really just a great way to go. Even support some of the local businesses around here that are buying local produce and the farm stands that pop up. So you can really help out here. This meeting, Thursday night, Wild Goose Farm out on Beaver Run Road in the Lewisburg area. We'll talk about a dairy crisis. Three great speakers there, a dairy farmer, member of Farm Women United, and dairy farmer in Middleburg, and a USDA expert going to be on board. Not necessarily wearing the USDA hat, but Bill Diedrich, lots of folks know him around here. He's got tons of expertise. Susquehanna Valley Progress is doing it, the Hub for Progress, and Penn Garvin, a real community activist around here, making sure that all these issues are brought up and talked about, is on the news line talking about that. Where can I get more information if I need some, Penn?
If you need more information, please give me a call. My phone number is 570-716-9828. And I would love to talk with you, and I'd love to put you on a list of people who'd like to do something, or just keep informed, be informed about what's happening.
Thank you so much. You do keep in touch. We appreciate you keeping us informed on these things. We'll try to see you Thursday night, and we'll go from there. Thank you so much, Penn. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much, and hope to see folks out there on Thursday. Thanks. Bye.
Thursday night, Wild Goose Farm, 5:30 to 6:30 is the potluck dinner. 6:30 to 8 p.m. are the speakers.